Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A plethora of significant events has unfolded on 17 March 2026, showcasing India's vibrant cultural landscape, technological advancements, and strategic diplomatic maneuvers. First, the Sahitya Akademi announced its 2025 annual awards, honoring 24 writers across India's 24 recognized languages. The Sahitya Akademi, established in 1954 under the Ministry of Education, is India's National Academy of Letters. The award, also known as Sahitya Akademi Samman, carries a cash prize of 1 lakh, a copper plaque, and a shawl. Key winners include Navdeep Sarna for his novel Crimson Spring in English, Mamta Kalia for her memoir Jeete Ji Allahabad in Hindi, and several other notable authors in various languages. The formal presentation ceremony is scheduled for 31st March 2026 in New Delhi. Remember this number, 24 languages are recognized by the Sahitya Akademi, which includes 22 scheduled languages under the 8th schedule of the Constitution, plus English and Rajasthani. What makes this significant is that the awards cover all 22 scheduled languages under the 8th schedule of the Constitution, plus English and Rajasthani. The genre breakdown includes 8 poetry, 4 novels, 6 short story collections, 2 essays, and 2 memoirs. This is a testament to India's rich linguistic diversity and the importance of promoting literary excellence across all languages. Note this carefully, the Sahitya Akademi Awards are relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in GS1, which covers Indian art and culture, and in prelims, where literary awards, 8th schedule languages, and the Ministry of Education are crucial topics. Now, let us turn to the technological front. India's Navaisi navigation system has faced a satellite setback with the failure of the atomic clock aboard IRNS-1F. The Department of Space confirmed that the satellite will remain in orbit but can no longer provide full navigation data. Navaisi, or Navigation with Indian Constellation, is India's regional satellite navigation system designed to provide accurate positioning services over India and up to 1,500 kilometers beyond its borders. The constellation consists of 7 satellites in 2 orbit types, GEO, geostationary, and GSO, geosynchronous. IRNS-1F is a GEO satellite, and its atomic clock failure means it cannot contribute to navigation, though it can still broadcast other messages. This is a critical development in the realm of space technology and has implications for India's strategic capabilities. Building on this, the World Bank has signed an agreement with the Government of India and the Government of Uttar Pradesh for the Uttar Pradesh Clean Air Management Program worth $299.66 million US, approximately $300 million. The program aims to improve air quality in Uttar Pradesh through various interventions, including the establishment of 200 new air quality monitoring stations managed by the UP Pollution Control Board, UPPCB, providing clean cooking solutions to 3.9 million households, and transitioning over 700 brick kilns to cleaner zigzag kiln technology. This initiative is part of a broader $600 million World Bank Clean Air Package approved in December 2025 for both Uttar Pradesh and Haryana. The lending arm involved is the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, IBRD, the World Bank's arm for middle-income countries. This is a significant step towards addressing air pollution, a major environmental concern in India. Crucially, the Supreme Court has taken suo motu action on illegal sand mining in the Chambal River, based on media reports. The court is concerned about the destruction of nesting habitats of the critically endangered gharial, whose largest surviving population lives in the Chambal. This highlights the importance of judicial activism in protecting the environment and conserving biodiversity. The Supreme Court's suo motu powers are a significant aspect of its role in ensuring that the government and other entities comply with environmental regulations. It is worth pausing here to note that several rare species discoveries have been made recently, including the rediscovery of the rare plant species Henkelia monophylla in Arunachal Pradesh after a gap of nearly 189 years. This plant belongs to the family Gesneraceae and is notable for having a single leaf. The discovery was made by scientists from the Botanical Survey of India, BSI, and is significant for conservation efforts. Additionally, a faunal survey by the Zoological Survey of India, ZSI, in Tamil Nadu's Meghmalai Wildlife Sanctuary has documented 9 newly recorded species, including rare insects, amphibians, and reptiles. Meghmalai is located in the Western Ghats, a UNESCO World Heritage Biodiversity hotspot, and is home to elephants, leopards, sloth bears, and the endangered lion-tailed macaque. And here is something that surprises many students. The Indian Navy has participated in Exercise Sea Dragon 2026, a ASLED annual anti-submarine warfare (ASW) exercise held at Anderson Air Force Base, Guam. The Indian Navy deployed a Boeing P-8I Neptune maritime patrol aircraft, which is India's primary long-range maritime patrol and ASW aircraft. The exercise involved participation from several countries, including the United States, Australia, Japan, and New Zealand, and focused on detection, tracking, and neutralization of submarine threats. This exercise is significant for India's maritime security and its strategic partnerships in the Indo-Pacific region. Now, let us turn to the energy sector. The Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, National Chemical Laboratory, CSIRNCL, Pune, is scaling up dimethyl ether, DME, fuel technology to an industrial-scale demonstration plant in partnership with a processing engineering company. DME is a synthetic fuel that can substitute diesel in compression ignition engines and has a high cetane number, indicating better ignition quality than diesel. It produces near-zero soot, NOx, SOx, and particulate matter during combustion, making it a cleaner alternative. The feedstock for DME can be natural gas, coal, biomass, or even CO2, providing multiple domestic options for production. This development is crucial for India's energy transition and reducing its dependence on petroleum diesel. But why does this matter? The answer lies in India's energy security and its commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The use of DME as a fuel can significantly reduce India's dependence on imported diesel, thereby enhancing energy security and reducing the trade deficit. Furthermore, DME can be produced from domestic biomass, which can help in reducing the burden on imported fuels and promoting rural development. So what exactly changed in the foreign direct investment, FDI, norms? The Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, has notified a relaxation in FDI rules, allowing overseas companies with up to 10% Chinese shareholding to invest in India through the automatic route, without prior government approval. This move aims to facilitate investments from global private equity and venture capital funds with minor Chinese limited partner holdings. However, entities directly incorporated in China, Hong Kong, or land-bordering countries remain excluded from the automatic route. This change is significant for India's economic relations with China and its efforts to attract foreign investment. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Sahitya Akademi was established in 1954 under the Ministry of Education and awards in 24 languages, including 22 scheduled languages, plus English and Rajasthani. The prize consists of 1 lakh cash, a copper plaque, and a shawl. The Navaisi navigation system has 7 satellites, including IRNS-1F, which has an atomic clock failure. The World Bank has signed an agreement for the Uttar Pradesh Clean Air Management Program worth $299.66 million. The program aims to establish 200 new air quality monitoring stations, provide clean cooking solutions to 3.9 million households, and transition over 700 brick kilns to cleaner zigzag kiln technology. The CSIRNCL is scaling up dimethyl ether fuel technology, which can substitute diesel in compression ignition engines. DME has a high cetane number and produces near-zero soot, NOx, SOx, and particulate matter during combustion. The Indian Navy participated in Exercise Sea Dragon 2026, a USLED annual anti-submarine warfare exercise held at Anderson Air Force Base, Guam. The exercise involved detection, tracking, and neutralization of submarine threats. The DPIT has notified a relaxation in FDI rules, allowing overseas companies with up to 10% Chinese shareholding to invest in India through the automatic route. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topics covered in this lecture are relevant to various aspects of the UPSC syllabus, including Indian art and culture, environment and biodiversity, science and technology, energy security, and international relations. The Sahitya Akademi Awards, Navaisi Navigation System, and World Bank's Clean Air Program are significant developments that can be asked in prelims. The CSIRNCL's DME fuel technology and the Indian Navy's participation in Exercise Sea Dragon 2026 are crucial for mains, particularly in GS3, which covers science and technology, and energy security. In conclusion, the events and developments discussed in this lecture highlight the complexities and challenges of India's journey towards becoming a major global power. From promoting literary excellence to advancing technological capabilities, and from addressing environmental concerns to enhancing energy security, India is navigating a multitude of issues that require strategic planning, effective governance, and international cooperation. As you prepare for the UPSC examination, it is essential to stay informed about these developments and understand their implications for India's future.